Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
This episode of the Oh Behave Show on Pet Life Radio is brought to you by Tavati Pet. Tavati Pet is the makers of the science-backed, veterinarian-trusted, natural topical formula. It supports joint health and mobility in dogs. Learn more at Tavati.com. TVATI.com.
It's Oh Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your Oh Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Paws up, pet pals. Welcome to the Oh Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Today, we are going to help you become your dog's best friend, especially those sweet dogs with joint aches and issues. Our special guest will be sharing some great news about a new natural product. It originates from the Cook Islands. Come on! Please give pause and applause to the very talented medical doctor and a researcher. He is Dr. Graham Matheson and the co-founder of a new dog company called Tavati Pet. He is Sean Cahill. Welcome to the show, Dr. Graham and Sean.
Oh, thank you for having us on.
All right. Yes. You know, everyone tuning in, we talk about a time change difference. It is 8 a.m. here in Dallas. My producer, it's 9 a.m. in Florida. And for you, Dr. Graham, what time is it and where the heck are you?
Oh, I'm currently in Sydney and it's midnight.
Oh, all right, mate. We're going to keep going on this. Hey, we're going to talk about the product, but we want to first get the backstory of these two. And I want to dive in. And we're going to do that in a second, but you all know the drill. We're going to sit, stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. Oh Behave will be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com. Oh Behave is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now back to your fetching host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the Oh Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. I am so jazzed because we've got two individuals here on our show that are making lives better for dogs and horses and people. And we're going to dive in. One is Dr. Graham Matheson and the other is Sean Cahill. He is the co-founder of Tavati Pet. So I said we're going to dive in. And the reason I said that verb is because didn't the two of you first meet years ago? Didn't you, Dr. Graham, you like to be called Cookie, teach Sean how to surf?
Oh, that's a little bit of a stretch. I tried to.
Oh, you tried to. So seriously, how far ago does your friendship go?
Oh, both of us have boys the same age that went to primary school together. And so we met with a group of dads from the school. And this group of dads, we went surfing every weekend together. And the kids' parents, the mums would hang out at the park on the Friday afternoons together. And we just had a really great group of people with great kids, great parents. And we all became great friends. And yeah, so we were surfing together.
And where was this beach? Where were you?
We're in South Cronulla in the southern beaches of Sydney.
Okay. Okay. All right. Time to confess, Sean. Are you going to quit your job and become a professional surfer?
No is the short answer to that.
So what was it? Let's get a little background because, Dr. Graham, you have a lot of credentials. How long have you been a medical doctor? What's your area of research?
So I have been a medical doctor since 2001. I did my medical degree and training at University of New South Wales in Sydney. And during that time, I did my research honors projects with the Professor Bill Walsh at the Surgical and Orthopedic Research Laboratories. I was always interested in injury recovery because I grew up in the Cook Islands and played sport and played competitive rugby and professional rugby, and injuries was a big part of what we did. So I was always interested in injury repair. And I did a Master's of Biomedical Engineering in tissue repair and tendons. And I was then fortunate enough, having done that and having broken a leg, to have taken the opportunity to say, look, back in the Cook Islands, we have a specific treatment for fractures. I seem to be in a perfect position to have a look into that. What do you reckon? And Bill Walsh said, let's just do it.
Are you from the Cook Islands originally, your family?
Yes, yes. My mum, dad, brothers and sisters are still there.
Okay.
I grew up there through school there, represented the Cook Islands for athletics and for rugby union. And I still have family there, and I'm back there once or twice a year.
So if I'm hearing this right, the expression, break a leg, really worked out for you, right? Which leg did you break?
Both, unfortunately.
Oh, jeez.
One after the other.
Okay, so we're diving into this plot, guys, because this is a great backstory. Now we have Sean Cahill. Sean, while he was hitting the books, what were you doing at the time, and how did you two get together? Because you're also from the Cook Islands, right? Or your family is?
My mum's from Samoa, so just a hop, skip, and a jump across, so not too far from the Cook Islands. So this is something that I also grew up with my traditional medicine, because of my grandmother and my mum. Whenever we were sick, my grandmother or my mum would, you know, grab something and say, put this together, and they'd rub it on your skin or make you drink it, whatever it may be. So, you know, meeting Cookie through our kids going to school was just a blessing in disguise, because it wasn't something that sort of unraveled what Cookie had actually carried out at university that's, you know, sort of then became Tavati.
And so this is not something when you read a label of some products and you have to take a couple of breaths because they still have more words to it and the words are really big and long and all that. You can reveal it, because what are the two ingredients in Tavati Pet? And talk about that, Sean, and then we'll get Cookie pop in.
Okay, just to tell you what's in Tavati, the Tavati Pet product, because it's hibiscus bark oil and organic coconut oil, and that is it.
But it's not just anywhere, right?
No, so it's well, Cookie, let's let you talk about this, because this is the most important part, because this is the man behind the product. So let's go.
Yeah, it's like move over KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, with your secret recipes. You're telling us what they are, but they're very hard to find because they're on the Cook Islands, right, Cookie?
Yeah, and it was to be honest, like that end simple result is was actually the result of an awful lot of work, which is quite ironic. And I'm very certain my ancestors would have laughed at all the work that was done to prove that they were right from the first part. Because that's not how we normally go about things in the research world, in the development world. What we actually found was that adding more to it or separating it beyond a certain point lost its efficacy.
Okay.
This was a surprise and a frustration, but as it turns out, the more we understand about it, the more sense that started to make. It required the coconut oil to be functional. So this is an actual part, active ingredient in the product. It's not just we're putting it in coconut oil because that's what the oil that we had. And there's a particular part and way of extracting the hibiscus oil that is necessary for it to work. So there is a little bit more art to the process, but there are no more ingredients to the process.
So there's art and science at work.
100%. And it's a sort of a simplicity in design, but not in process.
So you got a patent, right?
Yes, we are patented.
And that's not something easy to do.
No, and finding a natural product of is extremely difficult, especially in a lot of countries with well-established traditional medicines. And so one of the things we are proud of is that not only do we manage to get patented in the USA, Europe, elsewhere, but we also managed to successfully overcome objections from patent offices in Brazil, in China, and India. We strongly defend the right to use traditional or natural medicines within those countries. And we managed to successfully prove that not only was this novel and originating from within the Cook Islands Polynesian culture, but also that the scientific art that we had demonstrated was novel and excessive and beyond what would be expected to be found by simply reading a history book or a botany book or what would be expected to found elsewhere in the world. So we managed to successfully show that this was novel from the Cook Islands, and the scientific technology and demonstration of efficacy was sufficient.
How long did this process take?
The patenting process?
And the proving, yeah.
Oh my gosh, this is a really long thing. So I hope your listeners will bear with us. But you actually file a patent where you have a priority period where, and this is leadingly cheap because you file a patent and it says you've got a claim around the world. But what that really does is buys you time to make applications.
Okay.
So you file it once in Australia, and anyone that like tries to copy it around the world, your claim has a priority. But then you still have to decide which countries you are going to file an actual patent.
How long did this take? How many years?
So then you have 18 months to file national patents. Then you have another 2 years to complete them. And then they can take as long as they like to approve them. So the USA patent provisional was filed in 2009. The completion was in 2010, and it was issued in 2017.
You know, there's some guy in the Bible named Job. You have the patience of Job, both of you, right? You got to play the long game. Now, how do you enter the scene, Sean? Because I know you're a businessman, and what were you doing before Tavati was born?
So my background is professional sport. Got out of professional sport, then moved into sales.
What was your sport?
Soccer. Well, we call it football, but Americans...
Well, you should. Soccer. Call it what it is. Football, yeah. Yes.
Football. So I then moved into sales and into the financial services market. And during that time of spending more and more time with Cookie, he said, well, I've got a product. And I'm like, okay. He said, but it grows... The patents are proven that it grows bone, soft tissue, and cartilage. And I'm like, okay. And he goes, but it's from the Cook Islands. And I'm like, and then that's where this sort of connection was, because we're both Polynesians. And he said, I passed the PhD. And this is nearly over 7 years ago now. And look, I said to him, I was like, what's a PhD? And he said, it's this. And I was like, does the PhD have pictures? And I was like, yep. I said, show me the pictures. So he showed me the pictures. And we were at a coffee shop one morning, and I literally got a napkin out. I said, right, I know a few people. And I'm like, I drew some stick figures on the napkin, drew some circles, and I said, I want to be able to market and sell this around the whole world. And long story short is Cookie just went tick.
So you made a deal on a napkin.
Basically, nice. Yeah. And Cookie at that time, there was a whole heap of things that he was trying to do with, you know, the product and all the rest of it. And it was just meant to be, because perfect timing. It was something that was natural. There was nothing that's ever been pushed. And yeah, Cookie, you know, you can elaborate on that also, because it's when I tell people like, there's no chance you did that.
Well, we're going to find out what Cookie says and how the heck he got that nickname Cookie after we take this quick break. So sit, stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. OBehave will be back in a flash right after these messages.
Begging to hear more of your favorite show? Full episodes of all our shows are available on demand. Go to PetLifeRadio.com to fetch our entire lineup of Possum Pet Podcasts. Also, dig us up in iHeartRadio and iTunes. Let's talk pets. Live and on demand, only from Pet Life Radio.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hi, this is John Provost. You might remember me as Timmy from the Lassie series. Well, you know, every time Lassie comes home, She always has me turn on Pet Life Radio so she can listen to Arden Moore on that show, you know, Oh Behave.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to Oh Behave. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the Oh Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. We have two stellar gentlemen as guests. We have Dr. Graham Cookie Matheson and Sean Cahill, and they're talking about Tavati. That's T-V-A-T-I. Just check it out, Tavati.com. And we're going to find out how a deal over a napkin has launched a very successful business internationally. But, you know, people are curious as a cat, how in the heck did you get the nickname Cookie, Dr. Matheson?
Well, that's Sean's fault.
Oh, okay.
But it's actually relatively simple. The Cook Islands rugby professional rugby players are called Cookies because they're from the Cook.
Oh, they are.
So he just, firstly, as they introduced, he goes, oh, you're a cookie, which is what the other Polynesian islanders call the Cook Islanders. And so then it just stuck. He kept calling me Cookie. Now all of my friends and all the people in the Cronulla surf community know me as Cookie.
Well, it's better than being pumpkin pie.
There are worse things the Samoans have called us, so I'll take Cookie.
So you got this deal. You got somebody that knows sales, knows you're both Polynesians. I mean, this was fate, don't you think, Sean?
Without a shadow of a doubt, because to understand our culture is very complex. I think all cultures are complex, but to understand the Polynesian culture, because within traditional medicine, there's a lot of respect that needs to go into this, because this is something that is both being shared through our ancestors. And when something's been shared through our ancestors and then hit home by your grandparents, and then my mum being Samoan, it's the most important thing is respect of what we're being taught. And so myself understanding what the respect that we need to show our traditional medicine, and Cookie being a doctor, but, you know, having multiple opportunities to take this to market, but then he and I meeting, it's fate. It was just meant to be. And it's not been an easy journey, if I'm being honest. It's never going to be easy, but it's been something where this partnership, along with our other co-founder, Romeo Kekic, it's been amazing.
Now, you kind of launched in the fall and you got some awards already from PetAge publication.
Yeah, so we launched into America last year, August 13th at SuperZoo. And since SuperZoo, we got the editors select for external care, because people don't know how to categorize us, because we're a topical. We're not something that's induced or injected. It's a topical product. So, you know, vets hadn't heard of a topical that does what we do. And they were like, what do you mean it's topical? And I was like, well, you just rub it on your skin, and it absorbs in via your skin into your bloodstream and identifies markers to enable the joint mobility healing. And so, yeah, we were awarded the PetAge Editors Select, which is phenomenal. And we've only been in America 7 months, but, you know, we now have Dr. Katie Kangas as our chief wellbeing veterinarian officer. And she is one of the biggest, you know, vets across America, if not the world, in the holistic space. It's an absolute pleasure to work with her. But we've got some phenomenal vets that have come on board. And to be honest, we really haven't marketed this, because we really didn't have the money to market this. So it's a product that's been able to get out into the market with the small limited budget to try advertise into the American market with honesty. And it's selling, and the repeat purchase is there. And I think you have a story too, Arden, but we'll get to that.
Yeah, we're going to get about Kona in a minute. And I want to ask Cookie, can you just kind of explain what happens with the specific hibiscus and the specific coconut oil? I mean, it's worked on you. You can walk now. You don't have broken legs anymore, thank gosh. But can you kind of boil it down for us?
So the plant material is collected in a non-destructive way. So the plant's not destroyed. We collect the useful component and retain the remainder of the plant function. We then extract from that into an ethanol solvent, which means we can remove all the actual plant solid material, which is important for biosecurity reasons. And then this is transferred into the coconut oil when we do this and on site in the Cook Islands. So we have a laboratory in the Cook Islands, which was established for this. And this is sort of like a really cool little anomaly, you know, nestled into the mountains there is you've got the factory, which has got 4 meter high borosilicate glass separators and condensers. And we've got a research analytical laboratory there that has a gas chromatography mass spectrometer in it. And we tech transferred everything back to the Cook Islands.
That is incredible.
It's made in the Cook Islands. I want to touch on something Sean said before about the respect. You know, when Savadi, this project first started, the very first thing we did was have a series of meetings with the traditional leaders, with the Kaultinui. We had a very in-depth conversation about the pros and cons about researching traditional medicines, how it would be managed, how it would be funded, how it would be controlled in the future. We developed a joint venture company that actually controlled the interests of it. And even when we launched the research company into external investment and through some transitions, there's a beneficial trust, and the Kaultinui are the largest shareholders of that beneficial trust. And so this was done in prior knowledge and in joint partnership with the traditional owners of the intellectual property.
As it should be. Yes.
This has always been, and this was important because this wasn't, as Sean will say as well, within our culture, it's not possible to do things if you don't do them right from the start. It becomes a mess later. But we did it. This is how we went through the process. And so it's always been a very collaborative process with the traditional leaders. And, you know, the former late president of the Kaultinui, she was a very, very good friend of mine. And she had the best one-liner for this is, you know, our ancestors didn't randomly drift across the ocean hoping to find an island, and they sure as hell didn't randomly throw some plants together hoping to fix a bone. They knew exactly what they were doing.
All right. And who just popped in on the screen?
Well, guys, we just had someone turn up, and this is Dr. Katie Kangas.
Oh, hi, Dr. King. So you're handling it on the continental U.S., right?
I am, and I'm an integrative holistic veterinarian. And
my favorite kind.
Yay! Thank you. So, yep, that's my passion and my niche, and I'm so glad to be able to support this product to get out to more pets and more animals and more people. That's the lovely thing is, as we introduce this to retail partners, other veterinarians, etc., the human product is even selling more because people are seeing this work for their pets, and it's just such a beautiful networking of bringing this out to more purpose and, you know.
It's good.
Yeah, good.
Well, I do want to let everybody know who's tuned in. You are on the longest running weekly pet podcast on the planet, by the way. I mean, settle down. We have been on the air since 2007 when no one knew what podcast was. And we use something called Skype.
Yes.
So, and my producer, Mark Winter, and I, we've won many awards and all that. I'm a former newspaper reporter. Remember newspapers? Yeah, yeah. So the reason I say all this is because people know me. And I had an editor that told me when I was starting out, Arden, he talked like that. If your mother tells you she loves you, check it out. Which means just don't take things at face value. Do your research. Get good answers. So I want to let everybody know tuning in that I have a beautiful 11, 12-year-old dog. We don't know. She won't tell us. Her name is Kona, full name, Ice Cream Kona. Take that, Cookie. And she helps me. She's a certified therapy dog, and I teach veterinary-approved pet first aid and CPR all over the world. And I do it by Zoom, in person, and self-paced classes. And Kona is pet safety dog Kona, teamed up with a cat, pet safety cat Casey, also a therapy cat, also an orange tabby that says everything. So Kona loves to fetch. Kona loves to go on walks. And I have noticed that she's slowing down. And I used to go like this. And she touched my body and she would leap in my arms, all 38 pounds. Well, for the last month, we have three things left. I have been dutifully putting it on the back of her neck, the Tavati, and she has more pep to her step. And we got a new dog named Nova six toes on each back leg. And we play double fetch now,
wow.
Which is I have to throw two balls in opposite directions. So the dogs go in the opposite direction. And I'm not a rugby player. I'm not a football player, but I played softball for 32 years. So I played on men's and women's teams. And so I can toss it. I'm a really good tosser. But I just want to thank you on behalf of Kona because I'm seeing a difference just in a month.
Amazing.
So who wants to handle that comment? Who wants to pop in on that? Go ahead, Sean.
Let's give Katie the floor here because, you know, in the vet space, she's the leading one here. So that'd be phenomenal. Thanks, Katie.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I've continually, I'm so impressed and enthusiastic with the results that we're seeing. And even just we're in Orlando at a Pet Health Expo, the Global Expo. So we are networking and meeting and speaking with so many different people. And the wonderful thing is I already had a pretty good base of feedback and response from people that I directly knew that have been using this
product. Okay.
But even here too, the amount of feedback and successful comments that we're hearing over the last 48 hours is nothing short of fantastic and, you know, really inspiring. And so, yeah, I've seen a lot.
Well, talk about joint because, you know, I remember I was the editor of Catnip through Tufts University years ago, and some veterinarians didn't even think that cats could get arthritis. Oh, really? And that was disputed. So
Right. Dogs,
cats, like people, you know, they get joint issues.
Yeah, and you're right. Arthritis has been under, and now we know that it had been under-recognized and underdiagnosed for decades in cats. So now it's quite well known that cats suffer from arthritic challenges and arthritic, you know, issues, slowing down and you know, their movement, their mobility, their ability to jump around and all of that is very common. And this is such a fantastic product for cats because there's so many things that are not safe for cats that are in
their physiology is so different.
Yeah. And so, you know, certainly in the pharmaceutical sector, anti-inflammatories, cats don't tolerate them at all. So for years, cats dealt with pain when we would be treating dogs. Now I'm holistic, so there's a lot of herbal things and, you know, homeopathic things that I tap into, and those are wonderful, but still they can be very difficult to deliver to cats. And so many pet parents are sort of the obstacle for supporting cats for better vitality and comfort and everything is being able to get things into them because cats are finicky. It's, you know, herbs are bitter, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So it can be difficult to give cats supplements, even though there's a lot of great supplements that we have as options.
Okay. So we got to wrap some things up, but you launched this product, Sean and Cookie, and then with Dr. Katie is initially for horses and dogs in the four-legged world and people. So are you trying to gradually get to the cat world too? Who wants to grab that one?
Yeah. So the view is, look, to be honest, when you tell somebody that, you know, at the moment we're still looking at the cats, they don't care. They're just desperate to look at a product. So what we say with cats is use it less frequently. So we have cat parents using Tivati at the moment, but in time and probably the next 3 to 6 months, we will have a specific SKU for our cat parents. So we're really excited. It's just happening too quick.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I want everybody to know that's tuned in, and we'll put this out there. You have a code ARDEN, right, on the Tivati site, T-V-A-T-I. Tell us what that does. They don't get a brand new Lexus, right?
No, unfortunately not. But who wants a Lexus when we can get something that helps our animals? So the code is ARDEN, and what happens is your community will put that code in, and they will get a 10% discount on their first purchase.
All right. And as I bring this in, we have... his birthday is April Fool's Day. This is pet safety cat Casey, and he turns 12. And right now, he is a long, lean, purring machine. But he said, I'm so glad that you came up with this. And here we go. Come here, Kona.
Me too.
Come here, Kona. I want you to say hi to pet safety dog Kona, who says, thank you, Dr. Cookie, Dr. Katie, and Sean,
because welcome.
I have more pep to my step.
That's amazing.
So this has been an incredible conversation. It is not our last. We're going to have you guys all back on because we want to get back in about 6 months and let everybody know what the heck is happening now. What do you think? Is that a deal, everybody?
It's a deal.
Excellent.
Again, people, go to Tivati.com, T-V-A-T-I.com. Check out everything that they do. I also, at this time, want to give a salute to my producer, Mark Winter. He is the executive producer of Pet Life Radio. We are the largest radio network for pets. And humbly, Obehave has been on the air since 07. We thank all of you for this. When you're not tuning in, and I love this from my integrative vet, Dr. Katie, Casey always has to bust a move, is my passion is helping people learn how to save lives. So I teach pet first aid in a very fun, practical way with fun jingles and everything, all veterinary approved, with the team of Kona and Casey. So it's kind of cool to take a class with a real dog and a cat, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
So check out Pet First Aid for you. And until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, just delivering two words to all you 2, 3, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's All Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.